在线英语听力室 ,teamroom.com, 欢迎您。
50. Studying abroad. Dialogues. Beginner.
Excuse me, do you know where the visa office is?
Yes, I do. I'll walk you there.
Thanks.
Are you applying to study or work abroad?
I want to study abroad.
What do you want to study?
I hope to study English literature.
Have you got your visa yet?
Not yet.I have an interview with the visa official today.
I see. Is it your first interview?
No, I've already been here for 3 interviews.
What happened?
I was denied a visa.
Why?
Like most students, I want to work in America after graduation.
I see. Well, good luck.
50. Intermediate. Guess what came in the mail today?
What?
My acceptance letter to Yale.
Wow, congratulations. When do classes start?
Freshman orientation is the last week of August, but I want to go 2 weeks before that to get settled in.
You're so lucky. Do you have to do many things before you leave?
Yes, I'll be very busy. I have to get a visa.Buy a plane ticket and pack my things. But first, I want to register for classes.
When can you do that?
Well, they sent me their prospectus, so I can start looking now. Do you want to help me decide which classes to take?
Sure. What can you choose from?
Well, I have to take all the fundamental courses, plus a few from my major.
What is your major?
I hope to major in English literature.But the admissions counselor told me that many people change their major many times in their first year. So we'll see.
What are the fundamental courses?
In order to graduate, every student must take a certain amount of classes in history, math, English, philosophy, science, and art.
Interesting. That's very different from the Chinese education system.
Yes, it is.It's also very different from the British education system.
Really?
Oh, sure. In Britain, students don't have to take the foundation courses.
Why not?
Maybe because they think they know everything already. Haha.